This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is Dr. Beatrix, March 23rd, 2024. Over the last few weeks, I have been ramping up patient number 64's kinky home activities, from purely masturbating and edging, while thinking about his shy 10-year-old daughter, to now molesting his daughter after giving her sleeping tablets for an induced sleep and coming and ejaculating all over her while she is intoxicated. And we've also set up an agreement for him to place hidden cameras all over his home so I can observe his progress and his activities at home. And so for the next step, because I feel like patient 64 has some places that he can improve on, get worse, or get better in terms of my clinic here. But my ultimate goal is to turn patient number 64 from an innocent, loving father who has secret perversions, turning that into a real sick pedophile. And even though I know that patient number 64 desperately wants to be that pedophile daddy, the secret child fucker, I don't think he has it in him yet to initiate such depravities, because he has some hold back. And I've trained daughters to be daughter cock dolls for their father, really sexually aggressive daughters. But from what I understand, patient number 64's 10-year-old daughter is very, very shy. So I have decided to bring her in and help her overcome her shyness through hypnosis. And patient number 64 and his daughter are waiting in my office now, neither one of them knowing what today's plan is and today's goal for patient number 64's care plan is to turn his daughter into a preteen incest-loving whore. Proceeding today's activities, I will return with notes on file, so to be continued. Hello. Thank you for waiting, both of you. I hope it wasn't too long of a wait. Very good. Now, hello, Josie. My name is Dr. Beatrix. I have been working with your father for a while now, and I'm very excited that you chose to come in today for today's special appointment with your daddy. And don't be scared. I am not a regular doctor. I don't, put on rubber gloves and poke and prod and give shots and such. I'm a doctor of the mind, okay? And Josie, let me ask you, have you ever heard of the word hypnotize, or have you ever seen or heard of people getting hypnotized? Yes, sweetie, that's right. It is on some movies. Yes, so hypnosis can be used to improve people's lives. Like, for example, some people like to use hypnosis to help them lose weight or help them quit smoking or just help them develop better habits than they have. It can be a very useful tool, and it's not too scary because we naturally go into a hypnotic trance sometimes. Like, have you ever played a video game? Yeah, and you just kind of lose yourself for a while. Like, some time goes by and you have no idea what you have been doing during that time. Or if you're reading a book, and obviously you're reading and comprehending the book, but sometimes our mind just likes to turn off and we're still functioning, but our conscious mind has kind of went to sleep for a minute, you know? So it's a very natural thing, and people like me just know how to encourage hypnosis of the mind. I can see why your father is so proud of you, Josie. You are such a polite young lady. Very, very sweet. And, you know, don't worry about being shy. I was a shy little girl once too. You'll overcome it, so don't worry. Oh, let me show you something, because I see you looking at it. This particular pocket watch. And it's a very special pocket watch for me because my own father gave it to me. And it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And I wanna play a game with you, Josie. I want you, I dare you, to not look at anything else but this pocket watch. I promise this is a really cool trick. Do you think you can do it? Good. Okay, don't take your eyes off of it, even if I move it. Even if I move it back and forth like this. Oh, wow, you're really good at this. Very good girl. Don't stop watching it. It looks so beautiful, doesn't it? Floating in the air, back and forth. And it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to follow something that's going back and forth, left to right. It's like, you know, nothing else is going to happen. Except this pocket watch, swinging back and forth. Very good. And if you start feeling like, I don't know, your eyes are getting a little heavy, you might notice that nothing else really matters except this pocket watch, and especially my voice that's guiding you, telling you what to do. And eventually, this pocket watch will stop swinging. I will make it stop swinging very soon. But part of the game, once I stop swinging it, I want you to keep your eyes directly on mine afterwards, looking deeply into Dr. Beatrix's eyes. And I know right now, you don't want this swinging to stop, but it has to stop, and you can look into my eyes once it does. And 3, 2, 1, look into my eyes, Josie. Very good. It feels good to follow directions, doesn't it? Not having to worry about a thing, just letting those thoughts, especially your nervous thoughts, quiet. I want to encourage you, Josie, to allow your body to just ease and release its tension. I want you to feel relaxed in my office, in that comfy chair you're sitting in. Allow your body to relax, just like that. No need to think or being nervous. Now I can tell that you're a very good girl that likes to follow directions. and you especially love to hear that you've done a good job. There's nothing better than hearing someone say, "Good girl." Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And here in my office is a very safe place for you to stay empty-minded, allowing the doctor, me, to be in charge. You want to be a good girl and follow every direction. And I can tell the hypnotic-inducing drugs have started to enter your system very well. I can see a blankness in your eyes. Can you see that, Daddy? Do you see Josie's blank eyes? She's highly suggestible. I didn't warn you, but I did put some hypnosis-inducing drugs into the drink I offered her when you first got here. You know that I can hypnotize anyone, but today's hypnosis session is quite an important one. One that Josie might fight against because it doesn't feel natural. But I have her right where I want her. Malleable, mindless, and hypnotized. Because you see, Daddy, patient number 64, I'm going to turn your daughter into a preteen incest-loving whore. That is my goal, and she cannot resist. Neither can you, because you want this. I know that you don't have it in you to make that first move, to do that illegal action, like molesting her while she's still asleep, fucking your own underage daughter. So I'm going to set her up. I'm going to brainwash your daughter. I'm going to turn her into a sex-crazed maniac, cock-hungry, cum-guzzling preteen whore. So patient number 64, all I need you to do is sit there in that chair, enjoy the show, and you also will obey any instructions I give you. Feel free to take your cock out at any point if you want to, because I have a feeling you're really gonna like this show. Now, Josie, it's so cute when little girls are so highly suggestible, intoxicated, but your subconscious mind is soaking up everything I'm about to say. Now, good girls wear slutty clothes for their fathers, and I have here everything you'll need. This will be your slut uniform for your daddy. It includes, first, this choker. Isn't it cute? A choker that says, "Daddy's slut." That's you, Josie. I'm going to put this around your neck. And you will only wear this when you are alone with your own father. No one else needs to see this. Very good. And now, I have an outfit for you. When I count down to one, I want you to immediately stand up, Josie. And I want you to remove every bit of clothing except your choker. In 3, 2, 1, undress. Josie. Very good. Blink, mindless and obedient. Now you just stand right there looking so pretty And let me tell you something. Your naked body is nothing to be ashamed about, especially with your own father. You want to show your father your naked body. You understand that your daddy loves your naked body. He loves your little budding tits. He loves your adorable little ass. And most of all, he loves that child pussy between your legs. And if your father ever asks you to get undressed, you do it immediately. You will even start asking your father, "Should I take off my clothes, Daddy?" And you will feel completely comfortable at any time being naked with your father. But good girls also wear slutty clothes for their daddies. Sometimes daddies like to see their little girls dressed up like little sluts. And that's why I have this top right here. And this is a child-sized, tiny little top that will just barely even cover your chest. You're going to put this on. Very good. And of course, it says something sweet, like Daddy's Girl. Very good. And of course, it's always also white, so Daddy can see through that thin white material and see your puffy preteen nipples poking through. And next, you have these child-sized thongs. Put them on, Josie. Excellent. I'm going to send you home with more once you're done with me today. But right now, you're wearing red thongs, cotton, made for 10-year-old girls your size. And from now on, you will crave to wear thongs because it feels comfortable to have a thin material riding up your little ass. It's something that feels good, comforts you, and you will also know that Daddy loves when you wear thongs and you like being a good girl for Daddy. Next, I have this adorable skirt for you. It's a skirt your size, but it barely covers your private parts. This isn't a skirt to wear to school or anything. This is a skirt you wear for your father. Put it on. Very good. Do you see how we can see the bottom, just barely the bottom of your little pussy poking out? But we can definitely see your cute little preteen ass hanging out. Daddies like to see their daughters' preteen asses hanging out of skirts. And then, Josie, I brought you these heels. High heels, your size. That's right. These are heels that adults wear, but they're custom made for little girls like you. And you'll need some practice to walk in them, but go ahead and put them on and just stand there. Excellent. Now, this is your slut uniform. You feel so pretty in this slut uniform. This uniform is only for Daddy. You don't wear it anywhere else unless he asks you to. But you feel amazing in it, Josie. It makes you feel like a very pretty princess. Now, you just stand there and look like a pretty princess while Dr. Beatrix teaches your mind some things. All of these words I'm about to say will implant into your little mind and live there forever. They are now your truths. You will never forget these words. You will dream about them. You will daydream about them. But most of all, you will never forget them. So here we go. Sometimes your father wants to do things to you sexually that might hurt just a little bit, but that just means he loves you. Your little cunny between your legs. Yes, you do pee from that area, but more important than that, your hole is your father's preteen cunt. Your father wants to put his cock inside, and you want his cock inside of you. Whenever you see your father from now on, your mouth will start drooling because you know that your mouth can serve your father's cock, and you know that your father wants your 10-year-old mouth. So from now on, just the sight of your father's face makes you drool, makes you want to drop to your knees and open your pretty mouth. And you also understand that your father also wants to push his daddy dick inside of your butthole. Your father wants to have sex with your little asshole. And you want his cock inside. It may hurt, but during the moment, you forget about all of that because all you want to be is a good girl for your father. You now understand that you are nothing but a preteen whore. You are a little girl with 3 fuckholes. That's all that matters. You will start becoming desperate to take your father's cum. You desperately want your father's cum on your skin, in your 10-year-old mouth, inside your 10-year-old cunt, or inside your 10-year-old ass. You will start begging your father to fuck you. You will use all the words that I'm using right now to speak dirty to him. You will talk about his cock. You will talk about your 10-year-old fuckholes. You will call yourself a preteen whore. Sometimes you might wake up in the middle of the night craving your father's cock. And so you'll climb into bed with him, pull down his pants, and start sucking him until he wakes up. Your little cunt between your legs. It's getting wet now. From now on, actually, your preteen cunt will get insanely wet. Anytime your father's in the same room, you feel it now. Your little preteen cunt is getting wet and it feels empty without your father's cock inside. That is the feeling, the default feeling you will feel anytime your father is in the same room. Right now, you're feeling it. You feel empty. You feel desperate to feel your father's cock inside of you. You're horny and wet for it. Go over to your father now, Josie. Walk over to him. Put your high heel on the armrest of his chair and slide your thongs to the side. Present your preteen cunt to your father. Show him how wet you are for him. Impatient 64, finger your daughter. Feel how wet she is for you. I am turning her and molding her into your child incest-loving whore. And you will take advantage of this every single day. You will deepen your pedophilia and your love for daughter sex. You will continue nurturing and fostering the whore inside your own child. And you will not be afraid to treat her like a whore. You have seen that I've set her up to love every moment of it, even if it hurts. Because let's be honest, patient 64, with you being an adult with an adult cock, that cock will always hurt her tiny child holes. But that's what makes child sex pleasurable, isn't it? Makes it super hot. And now, Josie, I think your father's ready for you. I think he's ready to take his virgin daughter's cunt for the first time. Keep those thongs to the side and slide your pretty little ass down onto daddy's cock. Let your little cunt feel full. Remember, it feels so empty right now, and it won't feel better unless daddy's cock is stretching it open, sliding into there, and finally you can feel better. You can feel better with your father's adult dick inside of you. Very good, girl. Slide down on it. Impatient 64, enjoy popping that cherry. Your own daughter's 10-year-old hymen. Tear right through it and enjoy it. Feel that virginal blood. Lube up that little cunt even more. And Josie, be a good girl and keep fitting your father's cock inside of you. I know it's tight. I know it hurts a little bit. But remember, this all feels right to be filled with your father's cock. Josie, you are now a preteen whore. You are now a horny sex nymphomaniac. All you think about is sex with your father. At night, when your father's not raping you, you will look up porn on your iPad. You will watch and learn how good whores fuck men, and every man you see on porn, you'll think about your father, and you'll masturbate and rub yourself to orgasm because you're a horny little girl. Nothing satisfies you. You need more and more of your father's cock. And I'm going to help you right now. This is why you're going to watch porn. So you will know when I'm not able to teach you how to fuck your father. How to rape yourself with your father's cock. I'm going to grab onto your hips and show you how to bounce up and down. You're going to wrap your arms around your father's neck and you're going to kiss him. You're going to follow your father's lead with his tongue in your mouth. And you're going to bounce up and down like this because good child whores milk their father's cock. Milking your father's cock means you rape yourself with it. You make that cock go in and out of your tight little child cunt just like that. And you go all the way down as far as you can go because your number one goal now is to get to where you can take your father's cock balls deep. It's going to take some practice, but you go all the way fucking down like this, as hard as you can go. Very good, girl. Now keep going. Keep raping yourself with your father's cock. You're going to eventually milk his load right inside of you, and it's going to feel fucking amazing to take your father's sperm. To know that you were a good girl and you milked your father deep inside your little child cunt. Impatient 64, you come on my command. You hear me? Do not come too early. let Josie learn what it's like to be a true preteen whore while she's hypnotized. Enjoy fucking her virgin hole for the first time. 10. Good girls poke out their chest, pushing their little budding tits out so they look more sexy for their daddy. Good girl, Josie, poke those little tits out as you're raping yourself with your father's cock. 9. Good girls keep their little cunts wet because 10-year-olds can get super fucking wet and creamy too. And every time you see your father, you're wet, you're horny, you're a child whore for your father. 8. You desire all your holes to be filled. You're going to beg your father to put his finger inside your ass right now. Ask him, Josie. Ask him to finger your little ass. And patient 64, put your finger inside Josie's ass while she bounces on your dick. Double stuff your 10-year-old daughter, you sick pedo child fucker. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be a pedophile rapist to your own daughter. 7. Josie, you love that your father wants to fuck you. You love being a rape doll for your father. You want your daddy to molest your preteen body every single day. You wear slut uniforms at home just so daddy will want to rape and molest you more. 6. And now, for breakfast every day before you go to school, before you go to elementary school, you will beg your father to feed you cum either in your mouth or in one of your other fuckholes because you want to sit at school for the rest of the day leaking with daddy's cum because that's what good whores do. 5. Every single time your father is raping you, you will find every moment that you can remind him of how old you are. Because your pedo daddy wants to be reminded that he's having sex with a 10-year-old. He wants to be reminded that you're his preteen whore. 4. And you will also understand from here on out and also beg your father to come inside your preteen cunt. You will remind him that his incest sperm belongs inside of your fertile womb. You always feel empty without your daddy's cum inside your little fuckhole. 3. Patient 64, I have set up your daughter to be the best cum-begging 10-year-old whore. You will now be one of the biggest but most pleasure-filled pedo daddies. You will always have your balls empty because now Josie is a cum whore. A horny, nymphomaniac preteen slut, too. And you will rape her as hard as you want. Like right now, I want you to grab onto her hips and thrust harder into that preteen cunt. Take her as hard as you want. You have to prove to Josie what she is, your preteen whore, and she takes pleasure in it. Now get ready to come. 1. Come inside of Josie. Come deep inside that 10-year-old cunt. Come for Josie. That's what she wants. She needs it, daddy. So give it to her. Give it to her deep inside that 10-year-old cunt. That's my good patient. You see? You see how pleasurable it is to fuck your own daughter, to be a child fucker, to breed your daughter's virgin cunt for the first time. And remember, all of this is implanted in her mind. And I've made it to where no one will know how much of a whore she is, except you. You're the luckiest daddy in the whole world. And you will always remember to thank me for that, won't you? That's right, patient 64. Now, if I were you, I'd stay inside Josie for a little bit longer. Cuddle her. Love on her. Warm your cock too flaccid inside that cum-filled preteen hole. Because remember, she feels so empty without you inside of her daddy. I'll leave you to be. Enjoy. And don't forget to stop in with the secretary in the front to make your next appointment. Okay, bye-bye.